No, I wouldn't even want
to try. No, no, that's all right. It's all right. Good dumb.
Calm down.
Okay.
Yeah. What about somebody that you just can't joke with without him losing his temper? You say he's mighty
hot-headed. Got a bad temper.
Maybe touchy.
Touchy.
Or what about somebody like that? You might say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
mad about it or steamed up, hot under the collar.
No.
Or what about, again, somebody like that, if he's about to lose his temper and you don't want him to, you might say, well, just
simmer down, cool it, don't get mad.
Keep
cool.
What about if you've been working very hard all day, you say you're very
tired.
You're very, very tired. You're all
beat, pooped. Just down.
Well, what about, say you hear somebody's in the hospital, you might say, well, he was looking fine yesterday. When was it he
took sick?
Or if somebody got overheated and chilled at the same time and their eyes started watering and their nose started running, you'd say they caught a bad
cold?
Or if it affected his voice, you say he's a little
hoarse.
And if he does that, he's got a little
bad cough.
Hack.
Or what about if you say, well, I better go to bed, I'm feeling a little
poorly.
Or if you're not ill, you're just
tired, run down, beat.
Geritol. What about somebody who can't hear very well at all? You say they're just about
stone deaf, hard of hearing.
And if you work
deaf as a post,
if you begin working out in the hot sun, it's not long before you begin to
perspire, sweat.
Some people get these things on their skin. There are little places with white spot in the middle and this red area on the outside. You call those
a boil or a
what is the white stuff that comes out of you?
Pus.
And if
I said you boil pus, got a head in it.
Oh, Lord, I've had many of those.
Squirts out the head.
When I was a kid.
Or if you say if a bee bit you on your hand gets bigger, you say your hand
swells up.
The past form would be.
It's swollen.
And if you were.
Did swell.
If you're not used to working with your hands, if you try to do something like chop wood, you'll probably raise a crop of
blisters.
What do you call the liquid inside a blister?
Water.
Water.
Well, what about if somebody gets accidentally shot or stabbed? You say you might take him to the doctor and let the doctor treat the
wound.
And if the wound doesn't heal cleanly, it might have this white granular substance form around it. What kind of flesh is that called?
Crab flesh.
And what would be this brown liquid substance that you might put on a little cut to prevent infection?
Brown liquid. Alcoholic.
Iodine.
Iodine.